Hi everybody and welcome back to my podcast. I'm here today to talk about branding, how you position yourself and how UX plays a massive role in your brand as well. So I think this has come about mainly because I've had a few friends that I've seen pop up and set up businesses most recently. And I wanted to share some advice to those people who may be on their own journey to creating their own brand, whether you're a startup, you might be a UX designer yourself, or you might just be trying to find your way and trying to get some freelance work in. And I just want to share a bit of my experience over the past 13 years doing UX design. I actually did graphic design at uni, so I do actually have quite a bit of experience in branding and graphical elements, typography, that sort of thing. I mean, I got into websites. That's what interested me massively. And the psychology behind websites is what led me to UX and my passion for trying to get an understanding. I'm analytical by nature. I think that's a huge plus point for anybody who is doing UX design. But I think when it comes to branding, it's a skill that I feel like I've developed over the years, and I don't think it's something that you quickly can do a crash course on. But I do hope that when you listen to this podcast and you gain a little bit of background and context into what you need to think about for your brand, that I hope it'll just nudge you a little bit further forward to get to where you want to be. And the first place that I always start when I think about branding is I like to start with archetypes. And this is a concept, or you could call a framework, where you answer a series of questions to define who your brand archetype is. It's almost like your brand personality. And for me, that gives me and the brands that I work with, I mean, I work with a lot of startups. So yes, I do UX design, but I feel it's so important to think holistically across the entire digital platform and their presence. Because at the end of the day, UX, yes, user experience might be that digital element, but customer experience is massive. And that lends itself into branding, into thinking about your value propositions, into marketing and sales. So when I work with startups, I like to ensure that I'm versatile and that I bring enough knowledge and expertise into all these projects. So I always start off with archetypes because I think it's a great place to start. And like, what is an archetype? So essentially an archetype is the personality behind your brand. Like, how did they come across? If your brand, and whether that be a personal brand, so it's you and you only, or it's a business to business, you're going to have like a tone of voice, you're going to have a personality. Think of it, if your brand was a character, what type of character would it be? What kind of celebrity would it be? If it listened to a certain type of music, what type of music would it listen to? And I'm in the stage at the moment, I'm actually going through a rebrand. My husband's business as well, he's got an e-commerce business. He's going through a rebrand as well. And archetypes are really great way to just to kind of like get the cogs moving, because sometimes you can stand there at a screen and think, I don't really know who I am. I don't really know what I'm doing. And for you to stand out against your competition, you really need to be thinking about how you want to come across, how you want to be perceived. And that's why it lends itself really well into sort of UX design as well, because when you're working on the UX, you want to be building up that trust. And tone of voice, language, everything like that, all plays a huge part in the user experience process. So I like to start with the brand archetype, and then I start my brainstorming and exploration from there. And sometimes I like to come up with like mood boards of like, right, what is the feel that I'm going for? And of course, being a UX designer, we thrive off data-driven research. So I don't sit in a box and hope for the best. I put my ideas out there. I know it can be really scary because you might get criticism. Some people are worried about, I'm worried about other people stealing my idea. Well, I would honestly say don't worry about that, because if they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway. Chances are people don't, because people are already on their own path in life. But you need to get that feedback. You need users to be involved in your process. Now, the funny thing with branding, which is very different to user experience design, when I test websites, I'm getting the users to actually test them and create scenarios and say, right, this is the situation you're in, try and get to X, Y, or Z, and I'm going to take notes as you go along. When you're asking for feedback on your branding, it's very different, because people tend to be in a more critical mindset. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, especially if you ask people that you know, or you're asking for sort of like feedback. So you could put your ideas into a branding group, but you're just going to get critical feedback, not feedback from users and people who might use that brand, if that makes sense. So it's really important to take that into consideration. So sometimes what I do, rather than getting that qualitative feedback, I just will sometimes do a poll and go A or B for the look and feel to my target audience, making sure that I'm actually positioning this brand and putting it in front of the right people. Because actually, I just want the quantitative data. I don't want the thoughts and the criticism, because that's not the type of research that I'm looking for at this moment in time. So it's very different when I do sort of like branding pieces. And from that point, we're sort of establishing, you know, what is the feel that we're after, and what are our competitors doing, and how can we be different? So are your competitors using certain color palettes, certain fonts, and how can we appeal to our target audience still, but differentiate ourselves from the market? And that can be really quite challenging to do. And especially with logo designs, we don't want to go really cliche and think of like, okay, I'm a makeup artist, so I'm going to put some lashes on my logo. Now, if you think about the big brands, they don't use cliche graphics and things like that. We try to be a little bit more subtle, a little bit cleverer, and something that's going to be quite iconic as well. I love simplicity. I think simplicity is something, hands down, that is always the way to go, the way forward. And I think if you're trying to overcomplicate things, that's when you can get into sort of like really sticky territory. And one rule of thumb is, if your logo can be shrunk down to 1 inch and still be legible, then you're sort of on the right track in terms of scale and things like that. But if you wanted to come across as authoritative, or you're wanting to come across as fun, how does your typography play into that? The colours and everything like that. If you wanted to build trust, how does colour psychology play into it? Whenever I start a user experience design project, one of the first things that I need from the clients is their branding. They might have brand guidelines. I also want to see the brand strategy. What's the vision? How does what I'm doing play into the market and their advertising? Because we all have to be on the same page. And I think that's what makes me quite different in terms of the UX consultancy that I offer, because I'm not just thinking about that one particular task that I'm doing. I'm thinking about the digital presence and enabling businesses to become successful across their entire brand presence. And that goes into everything. And we need to think of all these little nuggets and piece them all together to ensure it's seamless, it's cohesive, and it, most importantly, it works. So we're not transitioning from one thing to another. For example, one thing that I've seen just recently, somebody sent me through and said, here's our Instagram advert. This is what people are landing on when they click the advert. We're getting a lot of traffic, a lot of clicks off the advert, but then we're not getting a lot of conversions. And one thing that I noticed massively was it was completely different, the advert to the landing page. The language was different. The language actually on the advert was talking to the user's pain points, and it was calling out those really deep wounded traumas and things like that, that users were like, oh my God, I've got to click this because I've got to find out more. And I don't know if you aware of pain points and things like that, but pain points essentially are, you know, for businesses who might not have this understanding, but pain points are the things that really frustrate your customers. They might make them unhappy, disappointed, all those negative emotions. And sometimes within marketing, what we can do is we can call out people's pain points. And one analogy that I really love is like, when you're calling them out, what you're going to do is you're going to call it out, then you're going to stick the knife in, you're going to turn it, and you're going to make that wound bleed even deeper. And what that tends to do is like, you're calling people out, so that's like your hook, and then you hook them in, and then you get them, and then they're like, oh my God, these people really understand me. Oh my God, that, you know, my insecurities are really sort of like coming out now, and these people totally understand me. And then what you do is you offer them the solution. I mean, that's a really high level overview. There's a lot more detail that goes into it than that. And on this particular advert, they did that quite well. Branding aside, it looks a little bit fluffy, a little bit cheap. But when they actually got through to the page, it was completely different branding. The language had completely changed. It became very sort of business focused, feature focused. So this particular company was a local gym. So they were talking about the equipment that they have and where they are based and how long they've been working as gym instructors, personal trainers and things like that. People don't want a gym. Even if people sign up and get a membership, they don't want a gym. So in the jobs to be done framework, this is where we focus on outcomes. And outcomes is basically an approach where we're thinking about what are the users' motivation and goals. So they don't want a gym. They want a better figure. They want body confidence. And those type of things. So when we're thinking about the solution and what it is that we're going to talk to our users about when they land on that landing page, is going to be those goal-focused things. So they'd completely had this really disjointed user experience. There was quite a lot of things wrong here. There was sort of like the branding that was wrong. The user interface was wrong. The language was not right for what they were trying to achieve, and that's why they weren't getting the retention and the engagement rates were just dropping off. So obviously that's where I come in to try and solve this. Now, most UX designers would just focus on a landing page and they would say, right, well, we'll improve this landing page and this is what happens when the user comes on. Well, that's all good and well. But if we're not helping our clients or we're not helping businesses from the start of that customer journey, and we're thinking about it holistically about how their brand is positioned, they might have brand guidelines already, but a lot of startups that I work with, they don't. So they need that guidance of how we're going to create that end-to-end solution and make them a digital success. Because that's what it's all about. Businesses want to have results. They want to see revenue. They want more clients. They don't really want this landing page either. They don't want to do these Google ads. That's just a functional step in terms of getting them to the right place. So I think when you're thinking about your brand and when you're thinking about UX, we need to be thinking about it across the board, holistically. And you can do this in many different ways, but I always recommend having brand guidelines and brand strategy. Now, if you are a startup and you're thinking, oh my God, I don't even know where to start, there are loads of templates on things like Canva. You can go on Google, you can find templates, and you can even use ChatGPT, AI models to create you a basic template that you can then go in and edit, because of course it's got to be unique to your brand. But there are ways of getting started without it feeling so overwhelming. And I always say it's better to have some direction than it is to have none. Now, some people can disagree with me, but I'm a realist. And a lot of people say, oh, it's better to do no research than to not do research properly. And I disagree with that as well. Some is better than nothing. And one of my biggest reasons for this is a little bit of direction can actually just nudge you a little bit further on to where you need to be. So it's so important to have something to get you started. So brand guidelines, a bit of a strategy, who you are, the archetype, what color palettes, what tone of voice, how does your typography look, your logo, and how are we communicating with our users? And then once you have that, you can then think about your presence across all the different types of platforms that you might be on social media. And then when you come to do your user experience design and you're looking to actually convert those users and you're looking to maybe increase your retention, increase your customer satisfaction, or just generally get more sales, you're going to have a lot more success because it's going to be consistent. And consistency builds trust, and people who trust you are people who will buy from you. So I just want to leave that with you. And if anybody out there is thinking about rebranding, wants a little bit of support with that, then please don't hesitate to reach out to me and we'll see what we can do to help.